everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. Hey, Dan, it's already 2019. Can you believe that?
I know. The year's just flying by already. It's so fast.
This is our first podcast of the year. This whole school year has gone by so fast. Well, we just got some exciting news. The California State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurman, announced this week that he has appointed our amazing County College and Career Executive Director, Catalina Cifuentes, as the Deputy Superintendent of the Performance, Planning, and Technology Branch of the California Department of Education. Can you believe that?
I saw that. How cool is that? It couldn't happen to a better person. She's going to do amazing things there.
It's pretty exciting, and what a win for our students. Well, this week on our podcast, we have some great interviews. Moreno Valley Unified School District will be talking about their CCGI and college and career program that they have in their district. We also have Scully. Scully is a scholarship organization that's going to do a quick intro about their loan program that's due this week. So you guys better check it out and hopefully get your loans paid off if you have student loans. And then we're going to share the whole interview that we did with Scully on our next podcast, which will be in February. So go ahead and give a listen. We're excited to talk to all these great people.
So just a quick note, when we talked to Moreno Valley, we had a few audio and technical issues. So you may hear a difference in sound from one part of the interview to the next. Cleaned it up as best we could, but you may notice a slight difference in sound. Okay, so first up is Scully talking about their program, so let's listen to that, and then we'll get to Moreno Valley.
Thank you so much for helping us out and being on our podcast. My name
is
Priscilla Grijalva. So we're excited to hear about the student loan contest. Can you talk about that and how it got started?
So basically, actually, what happened was the kind of Grownish Reform team reached out to us because they wanted to work with students and scholarships or loans in some kind of capacity, just kind of give back to something aligning with what their show was all about. So basically, we partnered with Freeform to give up to $125,000 in student loans, which is something else we're looking to get into this year. Application takes 2 minutes only, and takes minutes to apply, and we'll be selecting some finalists. So this deadline is on Thursday, and we encourage everyone to apply super quick, super easy, and it is a chance to be debt-free, which is what everyone wants.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Thursday, that would be January 31st.
Yes.
And what do they need to do to apply to possibly win this loan deferment?
So right now we have an application site. It is myscholly.com/grownish. And then you go in and you'll fill out different pieces of information, just how old you are, how much you've taken out. It just takes a quick couple of minutes and then they just hit the submit button and we get their application.
So current educators can apply for this if they have student loans. And also, can you tell us how many people you're possibly going to pick for this?
We will decide based on those finalists. It will be multiple people because we are looking to help a number of people with this. But absolutely anyone who has taken out a student loan can apply. So whether you're in school and you haven't started paying off your loans, whether you've started paying off your loans, we're just looking to help anyone who's indebted right now.
That's awesome. I have loans, and I know a lot of people do, too. So it's amazing that you guys are giving back and helping out a lot of people.
Yeah, we're really excited with this initiative. 2019 is already a big year for us.
All right. Well, I applied, and I already did it. It was pretty easy. It took, like, seriously a minute to do. So if you guys can check it out, Scully does a lot of amazing things with scholarships.
Okay. Well, up next is the interview with Moreno Valley talking about CCGI and how they use it in their district.
Okay, I'm Kristen Hunter, and I'm the Director of College and Career Ready for our district.
Hi, good afternoon. Esperanza Arce, Director of Secondary Education.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katziora, and I serve as the superintendent.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much for being part of our podcast. How long have you guys been working in education?
Well, this is Kristen. I've been in education for 30 years, and as Esperanza, I've been in education for 18.
This is Dr. Katziora, 38 years.
And what would you guys say is your favorite thing about your job?
My favorite thing about my job is I get really excited when we provide opportunities to our students that they normally wouldn't have just because of the community we're in. And it's really exciting to see their faces when they get to explore something new or experience something new, go somewhere new, learn something new. So it's the students. It's a favorite part of my job.
I would have to echo that. And additionally, I love working with the adults in our district, Ms. Esperanza, especially as we're rolling out either a new program or revamping an existing program or just working with our teachers or administrators around the district and seeing them get passionate about how they're going to impact student learning. That's one of my favorite parts of my job.
This is Dr. Kitzer. My favorite part of what I do right now is visiting schools and seeing what happens there. I admire everything that when I go, I'm always in amazement, and I don't think people really realize how much we do and help, you know, children. And so I always enjoy visiting and taking people on visits. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I know, like, part of our jobs is we interact with a lot of people, and that's great that you guys are doing a lot of big things in your district. So one of the things that I noticed that you're doing amazing is the CCGI. How do you embed CCGI into the school day and curriculum? And can you also explain what that is to our listeners that don't know what it is?
Okay. So CCGI is the California College Guidance Initiative, and this is an online platform that we have partnered with and contracted with the company. And it provides students a way to develop realistic post-secondary plans. It helps them create an academic planner. It helps them explore careers and looking at colleges. It's a great search engine or search tool to compare their careers with a college that matches. They can also apply for Cal State universities through CCGI and our local Moreno Valley Community College, and they can apply or launch their FAFSA through California colleges.
I'm interested to know how you came across CCGI and how you implemented it into the schools.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you that I'm a searcher in my mind, but I do want you to know something. We were looking for something that would capture or help and develop students' portfolio, how they were going to prepare for college and career. And so when we were looking for it, there were different programs out there. And one of them, you know, we looked at some that were more expensive. And I'm going to tell you, I was talking to people. They told me about college and career. I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know the people. But I met them, and I was very impressed with their genuineness and how they really wanted to help our district. They had been working in Corona Norco, I think, before us. And I'd gone over there to see their district because I have a great relationship with them, and I was impressed with what I saw. And then that's how I found them, was through another district, because I was asking people what they were using to help students develop an understanding of college and career readiness, and also develop a portfolio of what they needed to do to prepare for it. And we didn't, at the time, our systems were not consistent. And we wanted a process and a system that would support students and families in having a deeper understanding of what was necessary in order to, you know, go to college and be part of, you know, whatever, you know, college or career. But that was the general idea. But I have to tell you, it was the thing that sold me with them was their just sincerity and their genuineness to help, you know, us. And they were interested in us. I mean, I talked to other companies. And I didn't get this. Is that what you were looking for? Was this?
Go ahead.
I was going to add, Dr. Kizera talks about their genuineness, but also their customer service.
Yeah.
Our rep, Josie Munoz, is just amazing. And we can send her an email and she responds within a minute, practically. Anytime that our sites have experienced any IT issues or questions, she's really responsive to them. And she'll go to their individual sites and give trainings to the teacher. She works with our IT department, or she'll find someone through CCGI to help our IT people. But really, it is that hands-on service that we get from them that is so valuable, and the partnership we have with them.
Well, I really like CCGI, and I know a lot of districts and schools use it in our county. Can you talk about how you were able to use it in the curriculum with the teachers?
We have, it depends on the school site, but at the secondary level, they've broken up the milestones. So some of them will do the multiple intelligence milestone in possibly a social science class or an English class. And then the government classes, they launch their FAFSA or they fill out their college application. In the elementary schools, a lot of times they do the same thing. They do it by department. We'll take on a certain milestone that they're going to do with their students. And what we try to do in our district is every grade level does 2 milestones per semester. And then we run reports, and then I send out the data to all the principals so they can see how their students are doing, if there's maybe a grade level that needs a little bit more encouragement to get on and do some of their milestones. But it's really the administrative staff bought in on this, and then we trained counselors, we trained our parent ambassadors, we trained our professional development specialists, thank you. We trained our academic instructional assistant coaches. And we trained our AVID coordinators. So we trained all these people throughout the last couple of years. And then they went back to their sites and they trained teachers. And it just became part of our culture. And pretty much when Dr. Kizora wants to roll something out, people listen and they do it.
Well, that's good.
That's amazing.
What have you seen as the benefits from the student and teacher perspective?
From the student and teacher perspective, or the parent and the child, or just teacher and student?
I guess from everyone, that would be good for everyone to hear about, like for, even from the parent perspective.
Well, I think for the parents, from what they tell me, is it gives them a conversation with their children that they didn't have before, because they didn't really know about this, and they didn't know their student needed this, nor did they just didn't know, like I didn't know about. And I think it's helped them have different conversations between them so that they are more college career guided. Do you want to add something to that?
The thing that I would like to emphasize is that we strive for is a clear understanding, not only in high school, that we want to prepare students to apply to colleges and be career ready, but we also want that to trickle down to our middle schools and why not our elementaries. So one of the biggest, I would say, impacts is the attention that we are now getting at the middle school level and the awareness from the students' end to be able to say that if they want to be college and career, they're talking about these college and career indicators and what is it to be college ready and CCGI, okay, I have to do these milestones and why is that important? And oh, it's because ultimately this is what we want you to do. We want you to apply to 3 colleges and universities. We want you to be A through G ready. Well, what is A through G? So it really starts impacting those conversations at the teacher level. So when you talk about teacher impact, whereas at a middle school level, you would never hear teachers talk about A through G and what that means to be ready and taking your SATs and all those conversations, whether it's they're going to take the PSAT in eighth grade or we're taking a practice preliminary SAT in seventh grade, which is an older version of the eighth grade one, especially because a lot of our schools are trying to be also added side of distinctions. They have to do that seventh grade practice PSAT. So you really start seeing how all of us as a system are coming together to impact and move the needle to increase our A through G.
I just think, you know, knowing that our district is 85% free and reduced lunch, you think about when children grow up, and this is what made me think of this, children grow up in poverty, they have less resources, they have less access to things. It gives equity to children and families that come from higher income families, because it gives them the information that they, what did I say something
else? College.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The California College Guidance Initiative. It gives them equity and access that students wouldn't normally get. And that's what I find most rewarding about it.
What are the tools that you're using with CCGI?
The tools?
Yeah. Because I know they got like the college, they got the career kinds of things you can use on it.
Yeah, we use the academic planner, the career interest profiler, the multiple intelligences, the career search tools, our kids' heart colleges, you know, their favorite colleges. We use the A through G part. Now we can, our kids can look on and their transcripts go right on to our connected. And they can go on there and it will show whether they're A through G, like in A, if they've completed their, if they met the requirements for A through G in the A category, it will show on their account. They keep track of activities on there as well. So as far back as seventh grade, they could put their volunteer work on there. They could put whether they were in ASB.
Wow, that's neat. I like that it can link all that.
And that stays with them.
I like that it connects it with everything.
Yeah, and they can, they keep this until their freshman year in college. So they can use all this information when they're filling out college applications their senior year. They don't have to go back and try to remember what they did, you know, all these other years, all the activities they did.
Is it the same, like, if they take the SAT Spanish subject test, will it show that it was validated through the A through G? Or is that something they have to manually go in and fix?
We are working on the validation part. Yeah, that is something we would have to manually do right now. But it's something, you know, and that's the other thing about TCGI is when we say, hey, we want to be able to print our students' transcripts or something like that, mass print them so the eighth graders have them when they go visit their high schools. They don't do that right now, but they're so willing to look into that and see if we can do that in the future. And so that's one of the things we want to do is the validation.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. That's neat that they can help you with that.
Right.
What else do you guys do to promote a college and career going culture on campus? Like, I guess every school would be different, but maybe give me a few examples.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're very, you know, I mean, I want you to know that it's big here is, our six middle schools are involved in a reform effort that is nationwide. It's called Schools to Watch. And so they use a rubric to evaluate them schools and to evaluate their schools. They are on a continuous improvement cycle of 3 years where they come back and have visits and they're validated, much like WASC at the high school. That really helps our schools maintain a focus of how to get better, how to do better. How to support students in a more forward manner. At the end of this month, all six middle schools will have that designation, and we're one of the few districts in California where all the middle schools have that designation. So we're very proud of that.
And wow, congratulations.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's the national forum to accelerate middle grades, and it's called Schools to Watch, and I'm an advocacy chair of that, you know, at the national level. Mm. And I've seen schools, you know, really change and develop and provide greater opportunities through that process. And I just think our middle schools especially are going to get better and better.
And just to add to that, one of the basis of and one of the main components of this focus at a middle school level is academic excellence. And we love it because it's grounded on research, and we know that eighth grade grades are the number one predictor for college completion. So really focusing on our middle schools is allowing us the ability to propel and just take our high schools to that next level. In addition to that, we've partnered up with the county through a consortium called RCEC. And so we are really big here on college kickoff day, college kickoff week. We have a very clear college plan as a district so that every school knows what's happening every month. That includes the milestones that are completed by the site during college kickoff week or throughout the year. In here, every single eighth grader takes the PSAT as well as 10th graders. And then we have the SAT for 11th and 12th graders. We also are part of an initiative with our counseling team, and they complete something called the Intentional Counseling Action Plan, and they have to take one of our superintendent goals and expectations, take it to a data level, like results-driven, and they backwards map using SMART goals. And in there, at the high school level, Kristen, can you give some examples of like what they do, what some of the goals for the high schools and then some of the goals for the middle schools that they've chosen?
So some of the goals that they choose are they take a student group, so say African American, because we have noticed that we have a low ATG rate with our African American student population. So our counselors will focus on that student group for the year, for the next 4 years, and really work with the students on increasing their awareness, working with their parents, and trying to help that student group or any student group reach the requirements for A through G for them.
Another thing that I don't know if we've mentioned just three, but another thing that we did for a group that was very marginalized and not being served, our middle school long-term English learners, and we wrote a grant with the California League of Schools to provide greater response to those students. And I'm proud to say that in the 5 years the grant was implemented, you know, I don't know if you know about, do you know about I-3 grants?
No, I don't.
Well, they're from the federal government, and, you know, they come out of Washington, D.C., but 80% of them fail, and about 20% of them are successful. Well, the one in Moreno Valley was very successful, and they used it as a, you know, as a way to demonstrate that with system reform, that you can change a system for students with the right components. And so that grant is called Families for College, and it changed the way families and students who are long-term English learners saw themselves as that they are prepared to go to college and that they do have the requisite skills necessary.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, that is.
It's a great accomplishment. I mean, all over the country, people reference us about it. Kate Kinsella was written into it, and she was the professional development piece. And so it was really a transformational opportunity within our district.
You said long-term English learners, is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. That's really amazing for that.
Yeah. The reclassification rate in it was 83%. And as you know, that's unbelievable. You know, like people were like, what? And I was like that too.
But another thing that's unbelievable is your district graduation rate is exceeding 92%. This year, outshining the county, state, and national averages. How did your district and schools promote graduation as a priority, and what do you attribute to this graduation rate?
Well, let me tell you, 8 years ago when I came here, that was my charge. And I was told by the board and the superintendent, they didn't tell me how to do it, they just graduation rate to increase. And I want you to know, I'd never dealt with this problem before, but I, you know, looked at it from many angles, and I was lucky to have a principal like Kristen Hunter, who's with me right here right now, because up until that time, she told me that principals really were not given any resources or support to improve their graduation rate. Isn't that right, Kristen?
Yes.
And so when I came here, she said, well, if you give me some things, I could probably change this. And so I said, what do you need? And she started telling me. And, you know, I started listening to different people, and it was providing resources and support. But I don't think people, and Kristen, you can add to this, but I don't think there was it's a culture that you build, and the culture has to be, we're here to support you, and we want to help you achieve this, and you're not doing it by yourself. And it's kind of like crazy, because it's not like, you know, like, so I was talking to somebody today, and I said, it's all about relationships. It's about, you know, letting people know you care and that you care about them. And, you know, the principal is not by herself trying to do something that even, I mean, I didn't know what it meant, but it meant things like, for instance, summer school wasn't always available to every student. And so we have a robust summer school now.
But you were talking about your graduation rate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I want you to know that what happened was a transformation of how we approach things. It was no longer about what we couldn't do, it's about what we could do. So for instance, when a student failed a class, before they failed a class, nothing really happened. They failed a class. Now students started failing classes. And when they failed the class, we had an intervention. Were they going to make it up in summer school? Were they going to make it up in, credit recovery? How was it going to happen? So the other thing that happened too was our Our data was terrible. The management of our data, the input of our data, there was so much inaccuracy in what was loaded and what was in there. And there wasn't a central person with our CalPAD system that was really taking ownership. It was many people trying to do, you know, things, but it wasn't always as focused as it could be. And that data integrity was key in this. And so we began to be better at inputting data, managing data. We also didn't have a consistent graduation plan for our high schools that started in middle school, and that began. Our counselors were not seeing students always that needed to be seen. They were seeing students that were going to graduate, and so that changed. We also did focus. There's another program we put in place called Building Assets, Reducing Risk. That's an I-3 grant. And that's in three of our high schools that focused on freshmen. So we had a greater insulation for our freshman students when they got there. There was greater support and belief in them, but it was development of the mindset that, you know, you're going to graduate from high school and we're going to help you get there. So there was the board, the superintendent, the community, everybody that was involved in this. It was a greater effort to promote college and career readiness, but not just, you know, graduate from high school, but what are you going to do after high school? Mm-hmm. And so people weren't even before talking about that. So another thing that we did was we didn't have a strategic plan in place, and now we do. And also the district has 3 goals and 13 outcomes that they work on. And one of those 13 outcomes is graduation of each specific student group. So there's more concentration and focus on, you know, graduation than there's ever been. But we also, I want you to know, another thing was we celebrated greatly when people reached milestones in this, rewarding them and visiting them and thanking them and telling them how much it mattered and how much it meant to us. And I don't know that people had always been appreciated and valued for what they contributed to the system.
And it's so big.
And that really helped change people. And people took it on. You know, people saw it as a mission. That there were counselors like Omar Marquez at Valley View High School. And I know I shouldn't say this, but it's the day of graduation. He's got a kid in his office the night before doing credit recovery with them. I mean, that's how passionate it became. And that's because there was such a synergy within the district of, you know, we want to improve this. We want to be seen as a district that graduates its students. And we know these students have the potential, and we can help them. And then parents, you know, started coming to me and saying, I want my kid to graduate. I want my child to, you know, go to college. And it just, once, you know, success breeds success. And so we're very proud of that. It's a huge accomplishment for the district, a lot of progress in a short amount of time. And it's because the people, I want you to know, became much better at what they were doing, but they got some professional development. We contracted with a company called Innovate Ed. They brought some systems in place here that were not in place and really coached and developed people along the way and made us rethink and reset how we were doing things. So there's a host of ways that we became better. But Kristen, you were a principal there then. I don't know if you want to validate, say anything.
Yeah, I just want to add to that when Dr. White and Dr. Kajiura came on board as our superintendent and chief academic officer, they brought a culture, a different culture, and it was their belief in the kids in this community that these students can graduate from high school and they can go to college, and that belief wasn't always here. And so they really brought that and instilled that new college and culture and graduation culture into our district. And it really has changed in just 7 years, the difference between the way people's mindsets are now than they were back then is just remarkable. And it's just amazing for the kids in our community.
And if I can add, as a parent, I've lived in Moreno Valley for 20 years. My kids started kindergarten here, and I just had my daughter who started at Sunny Meadows Elementary and graduated last year, and she's at a 4-year college, or she's at University of California, Riverside, graduating, or her major is biology. And she talks about her experience at Canyon Springs High School, and she says, you know, it was thanks to the opportunities and the level of engagement that gave me that that sense of I'm ready for this. And so she's doing very well. She finished almost with a 4.0 her very first term. But I was here when, you know, 5-6 years ago, I had 2 kids in elementary, another, you know, 2 in middle school. And prior to that, you never heard principals or teachers talking to elementary students about graduating from college or graduating from high school. They didn't even talk about that. It was like, it was, we worked in isolation with elementary, middle, and high school. And I'm only speaking to you as a parent. And then there was clearly, and I can tell you, it was about 7 years ago when there was a, maybe more like 6 years ago, when there was a clear shift in the culture. All of a sudden, I would go to these honor roll assemblies, and all you heard was principals chanting with the kids, and you are going to graduate from where? High school! And you're going to go where? College! And I remember my kids being part of that, and we had never had that prior to that turning point about 5-6 years ago. So, and it makes sense because it was like a needs assessment, and then it was like, okay, well, this is what we have to do. So as a parent, it was clearly a change in culture that I saw my kids engage in, and it was no question. You're not only graduating from high school, you're going to college. Okay. So I appreciate and attribute that to the leadership that was brought forth those years.
Stretch the top.
I mean, I want y'all to know I was driving by high school today, and there outside of that high school, there's the top 10 students that have the top 10 GPAs up on the light post, you know, in front of the school, you know, the street light post.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it advertises these students. And I you know, there's a student, Samarine Manuel, and her picture's right in front of the driveway where you drive in. And it's a huge reminder that we acknowledge the accomplishments of our students and that we put it up high in the sky for people to see. But it also symbolizes our belief that, you know, we recognize the accomplishments and the achievements of our students. And I don't think before, when I first came here, that people really valued the higher achieving students. I think that there was kind of this complacency. We've got these kids and they really don't know how to do anything and do what you can with them. And I mean, last year we had a National History Day competition, second in the nation, a team that was second in the nation. We had 4 students go to the Smithsonian to do their experiment was launched into space. 50,000, you know, teams in the country sent in experiments. One of them's from Moreno Valley. Well, there's a different mindset here about, you know, and you know about Ruby Payne's work about poverty. Yeah. And one of the things she says, you know, you give a kid a goal and a relationship, and the rest is just, you know, it's going to happen. And that's what we see happening here.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a lot of great things, and we appreciate you sharing everything. Can you give us well, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight at the end of our podcast. Can you each give us at least one thing that made you happy this week?
Yeah, this morning I was in a meeting with the district, and you know, we have some areas to work on, and the county was there. And I think the thing that made me most happy was I looked around that table and everybody was there. And you know, I mean, everybody was represented. But I had 3 students there, and one was a female and 2 were a male, and one was Hispanic and one was African American and one was Caucasian. It was by design I chose them. But I was proud that we have that voice there, because it made me so happy to hear them and to hear them say what we needed to do and how they, you know, they're helping us solve our issues because we're doing it for them, with them, and it made me really happy.
Yeah, that's true. It's a teamwork that you have to put everyone on the table.
I'll add one thing that made me happy is our Optimist Club in Moreno Valley, which Dr. Kitzura is a member of and I'm a member of, raised money to buy Letterman's jackets for 3 students at each of our high schools. And last night at our board meeting, we had about 14 Optimist members that came in and presented the Letterman's jackets with the students' patch on it and their name on it to each of these students that received these jackets for free. And they earned these jackets by not only lettering, but also by GPA and also because of their economic status. And so it was really exciting to present those jackets to the students last night in front of their families and our community.
How cool is that?
Yeah, made me really happy. They were really happy, so that makes us happy.
Yeah.
And for me, this week we had a board meeting, and I've only been in three different districts, and I've attended my share of board meetings, and I have to tell you that I've never seen a board meeting where so much focus is on the students and the recognitions that took place throughout the evening. That was last night. And not because he's in front of me, but Dr. Kadzira does a superintendent report, which many superintendents do at the board meetings. But it's never just, let me talk for 10 minutes about what we do. It's always a show. And what that means is a PowerPoint filled with visuals. And he's almost did everything because he goes to everything. And so it just, and board members are there as well, and staff members. And there's this expectation, but also it embraces really what we're doing as a community and the things that we're doing, really highlighting those students throughout our district. It's just amazing to see all the stuff that we're doing and how we're positively impacting the lives of these kids. So that was a highlight of my week.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I know for me, I was just at the RCEC conference yesterday, and it's always great to go to those conferences because I know they put a lot of work into it, and you get to learn from a lot of different people across the nation and even our own county, and then seeing all those counselors recognized from each district. So that made me happy to see all that. How about you, Dan?
Well, it's the start of second semester for us over here, so I'm excited for the AVID seniors it's scholarship season for us. So we started applying to a bunch of different scholarships, writing some essays to see what we can do with that. And the AVID juniors, it's their time. It's getting them prepped to be the AVID seniors and to apply and figure out where they want to go to school and how it relates to their SAT scores and their GPA. So I'm always really excited for the turnaround. As excited as I am to work with the seniors, I always get really excited to work with the juniors because now it's their time.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you being part of our podcast. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Goodbye.
Thank you. We love doing this. Thank you for asking us.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.